is.
Josh Ravensbergen, I guess firstly, you are in a different mode right now, my friend. You're playing a lot of games and you're getting the job done. And just maybe take me how it feels to get a win here back on home ice here this afternoon.
Yeah, it felt really good, you know, to battle with all the guys and to be able to squeak that one out, a close one. Those are always fun when you come up with the win. So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun lately and, you know, hopefully just keep on rolling.
I mean, 7 straight starts, 9 consecutive appearances. This is your biggest stretch. Are you feeling different now than any other time in your career? How are you looking at things? And you've always been calm and poised, but just making the saves when it was 2-1, it seemed like no real big deal for you. How are you looking at this stretch of games where you're just playing all the time?
No, I was just trying not to think about it too much. Just go take every game by game, obviously, and just try to have the most fun while I'm out there and let the results take care of themselves.
Yeah, and it looks like that. You've just been tremendous. And just to get back on home ice, right, it was a long road trip where you went 500 on the trip, but just to come back home, right, to play in some familiar surroundings and get a win in front of a great crowd here tonight.
Yeah, really nice to be back home. Way too long to be on the road.
I mentioned on the broadcast you would be very happy that you got 4 or 5 shots in the first 4 or 5 minutes. Now, often Prince George has had, we've seen some home games where it's taken 7, 8 minutes before you get a shot. Now, from a goaltender's perspective, you want to get into the game early, and I imagine you crave those shots early on, right?
Sometimes. It kind of depends on the game. Like, some games might be a little nervous, and then it's nice when you don't get one for a little bit and you kind of settle in, but then other times, like, make a couple saves off the bat and start feeling yourself and get in a rhythm, so at that point it's good.
Yeah. How fun's this year been for you, right? You look at obviously getting drafted by the San Jose Sharks and, you know, coming back to the Cougars, and this team's been so fun to watch. It seems like just a team that really likes each other, loves each other. It seems like a really tight-knit group. How's it been so far, Josh, here in 25-26?
Yeah, it's been tons of fun. Like, great group of guys, as you said. We're all having a lot of fun together, and, you know, we're just privileged that we get to come to the rink, you know, and battle every day, and, you know, I'll just try to keep winning and getting better, improving, and just having fun while we're doing it.
I think the fans would like to know, once you left San Jose's training camp, came back to Prince George, do the Sharks keep in touch with you? And if they do, how often? What's said? Or do they just let you be with Prince George, let the Cougars handle you? Or are they in touch with you, and how would that be if they are?
Yeah, one of their guys came up to work with me probably 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
And spent a couple of days up here, and maybe had some goalies, and then, like, we'll text back and forth every once in a while, too, and just see how things are going and see how things they want me to work on are going and how I'm applying them to my game, and, you know, just how I can get better and improve off that.
So do you feel a little different now this season because you have an NHL attachment team compared to last year when it was your draft year? Is there a difference in your mind?
You know, obviously it's good to get input from, you know, guys in that position, because obviously they're doing something right if they're there, and I feel like just the structure of my game has gone a lot better, and something I worked on over the summer, and I think that's a big reason why I've been doing well in the last couple of games, and just plan to keep that going.
Do you feel a little different with this team, knowing that it's a grinding team, knowing that there's a lot of one-goal games? Do things with this particular team feel a little different, or is it just like it's been since you arrived?
Feels just like what it's been. Like, we've had games where we put up a lot of goals, like in Portland, we were scoring in bunches, so, you know, the team has it in them. We're also, like, kind of more of a grindy team, but as a goalie, like, honestly, those games are more fun. We grinded it out in the third, and then when you come up with that win, it's a great feeling.
I just have to ask you about when you get introduced, because there's always an extra little ovation when they say number 31, Josh. You have to feel that from the crowd.
Yeah, it's sick being on the ice for that.
It is.
You know, I appreciate the fans here and the support they've shown for me, and it's always really cool when I get that ovation.
Yeah, and we got to see that when you're named the first star of tonight's game, too. Okay, yep. Here's Josh. Here's a stat for you. I think you're going to like this one. You're 4th all-time among Cougar goaltenders in assists. You're at 5 career assists. Yeah. Another assist today.
Game-winning assist.
I wonder what the game-winning, I wonder what that is, but you're 5 away from the all-time record, so may as well just get another record. Why don't you?
That's sick. Yeah, get a goalie that can get points, too.
Yeah, there you go.
You'd love to get an empty net goal.
I'd love it. I don't know if I have it in my toolbox right now, but keep working on it.
Josh, congrats on a great win this afternoon, my friend, and best of luck tomorrow.
Okay, thanks, guys. Appreciate
Thank you.
Josh Ravensbergen in our post-game show. Appreciate his time as always. Let's get to the 3 stars.